Welcome back, Tobin Leroy, live on a beautiful, beautiful, not so beautiful Thursday.
I got a hall pass.
You did, because you came from the principal's office.
Yeah.
Leroy is moseying on in live with us today in studio.
You know, Lynn tried to earn points by getting us all to come here.
I saw that he messaged that. But I was kind of like, well, I was there yesterday. Like, I don't understand. I was there when no one was there.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
I don't mind coming in this time of year. You know why?
Why is that?
There is zero traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. Once school ends, totally different.
It's the best.
Yeah, everybody is the best.
But I'm going to tell you.
Bleep those kids.
But I'm going to tell you.
And by bleep.
When school is in.
I mean, we love them.
And I don't care what area you coming from.
Oh, yeah.
When I go to make that turn on the Gratney.
Oh, yeah.
And here's what people do. They get
a lot of school zones.
They get on the far left lane.
Yeah.
Right? Because that one's free flowing. It's going. But all those people are turning to go down to Gratney on 75.
Yeah.
They literally stop and make a right hand turn to go to 826. And so you'll get down to the bottom.
You're talking about Golden Glades. You're not talking about the Gratney.
No.
You're talking about the Gratney?
75 turns into the Gratney,
yes.
Or you can go right down 826 or go under the bridge and go 826 north, right?
Yep.
But people get in that far left lane because it's moving,
yeah,
and then wait till they get all the way to the bottom and then try to make a right-hand turn on the highway all the way over.
I do that. Do that for sure. No. Listen,
we shouldn't be making eye contact on the highway.
Yes.
I should be looking in your passenger door at no point in time on the highway.
That is strange. It is strange. Yeah, I take 75, but I have to take the Palmetto South when I go to the Improv in Doral.
So you go down and you go like it's the same exit like you're going to the airport.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Let us get you some headlines. These headlines brought to you by our friends over at Doral Kia. You can always pay less with the pricey tow at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia, DoralKia.com. And I also want to let you know that we got a bit of a text contest going on. Everyone knows the world famous tournament is about to start soon. So we decided to do something special. The summer of soccer is here, and we're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $250 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. For your chance to win, text the word HAT to 20357. That's HAT to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Do give the Marlins credit for sweeping the Nationals. This is what we did. We swept the Mets. We did some other stuff. We got swept by the Mets.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hold up.
And then we swept the Nationals, baby. 4-1 was the final yesterday. It was 1-1 until the top of the eighth, where the Marlins batted in two more runs before finally closing things out in the top of the ninth. Solid performance from Max Meyer yesterday. 7 innings, only 1 run, giving up 2 hits, 7 strikeouts. Solid day on the mound for him. Rest day for the Marlins as they return to Florida and will be taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Are they no longer the Devil Rays?
No, we quit doing that. It offended somebody.
Sun Devils? Does that still exist?
They're not the Sun Devils either.
All right.
What is Arizona State called again?
They're still the Sun Devils.
What about the Blue Devils?
They're still the Blue Devils too.
I don't believe you. The Duke Blue Devils?
The Duke Blue Devils?
Can you say devil?
I guess in some areas it's acceptable.
College football.
Yes. They're still the Sun Devils and they're still
look at that.
The Blue Devils.
They are now the Duke Blue Demons.
Nah!
Oh.
Ha! And then go to Arizona State.
And the Arizona State Sun Angels.
He's lying. See? Don't listen to him.
I lied about both.
Yeah, of course you did. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, well, I don't like your attitude, all right?
My attitude?
Yeah, it just was like,
pay attention.
Very know-it-all.
Because when has anybody ever not said the Duke Blue Devils?
Well, I don't know.
Or the...
No, like, you know who the demons are?
I'm a
fan. The demon deacons are the Wake Forest, yes. Yes,
and they also have the...
Get your mascot straight.
The Paul Blue Demons, don't forget them.
The New Jersey Devils, like, why is Leroy trying to make up things?
No, he's
like,
right.
There's still teams that are called the Devils.
They don't call them the Devil Rays anymore.
Yeah, why not the Devil Rays?
I don't know why that's the case, but yeah. It doesn't mean that everybody else had to knock off the word Devil.
And how come FIU is no longer the Golden Panthers?
They still are the Golden Panthers.
Bring back the Golden Panthers. NFL news. We got a signing, guys. We got some more money being spent in the NFL. The Steelers this time signed tight end Darnell Washington to a 4-year, $42 million extension. 21 guaranteed.
That should help.
He is a round 3 pick.
4 years ago? 3 years ago?
I lied to you. He's not a round 3 pick. He is a... Who cares? Who cares? Because I'm reading the wrong things and going to report it incorrectly. Anywho, like I said, the deal includes $21 million guaranteed and comes a day after the Steelers worked out a 4-year deal with linebacker Nick Herbig, who officially signed his contract Wednesday. Everyone knows our boy Nick Herbig. Never heard of him. But God bless him. And that means that tight end Pat, how do you say this guy's name? Freiermuth? You guys know?
Freiermuth?
He's good, so I got to learn his name. I don't learn their name until they do.
Freiermuth.
Yeah.
That's what I just said, Freiermuth.
She's an attitude today. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know why. She needs a dial.
Very judgy today.
She needs a dial. Right. She totally needs a dial back.
I haven't done anything.
All right. So what's the name one more time?
Freiermuth.
All right. Well, he's in the final year of his current deal as well. So.
Well, that's pretty amazing because he's good. He's a lot better than the guy they just signed. Yeah. And they gave him $10 million a year.
Yeah. And what did they do with Jonnu? Whatever happened with that?
I mean.
Anybody know where Jonnu Smith is?
Jonnu had his best year,
yeah.
Listen, as a professional, and then went to Pittsburgh and caught like 3 balls.
Yeah, didn't do much. Didn't do much. And apparently, still out there. Out there. Yeah, free agent as of right now. Jonnu, would you take Jonnu Smith on this team?
No.
Now the problem I think is. This guy, Mike McDaniel, claims to be a, like, run guru or something like that. He's really the tight end whisperer. He had Jonnu Smith's best season and then, you know, coached Darren Waller to success.
Here's what I would say.
Yeah. Didn't like Mike Gesicki, though.
A lot of that, believe it or not, has to do with designing plays that your quarterback is comfortable with. And one of the things that Jonnu did was he was very athletic and he could run. So they used him kind of like that H-back, like almost like a – so they did a lot of stuff with him in the backfield. So he did screens, he did reverses, he did stuff like that. He's a very unique – he was a unique athlete.
Yeah.
What happened in Atlanta, that dude's just a thick wide receiver. He ain't going to never be on the line of scrimmage.
Talk about Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. Who else did he have?
Tua's newest target.
Who else did he have? He had Jonnu, Kyle Pitts. No, Kyle Pitts wasn't there when.
When he was in Atlanta?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
So.
He had, what's this guy in San Francisco, didn't he?
Yes, but that's the prototypical tight end.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can put him on the line of scrimmage, he can run routes. You only have a handful of those guys.
Let's see if Miss Know-It-All knows the tight end. What's the tight end's name in San Francisco?
In San Francisco, George Kittle.
Oh, look at her again. Just the complete attitude on this one. You could have said it differently.
Because it's crazy.
So, you know, he's not the tight end whisperer necessarily, but
he just
success. He's found success.
He's had more success with offense if he had a tight end.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain people, like, here's what I would tell you. Jim Harbaugh lives by that moniker, that you can't have a good offense without a tight end. He believes that. There's certain coaches that really believe that.
Yeah, they drafted a tight end.
Correct.
Rondae Sun.
What am I looking at?
What are you looking at?
Stephen A.
That is Stephen A? That's AI. That's Stephen AI. Packers say that Micah Parsons won't return until at least mid-October.
Yeah, he tore his ACL, right? Was it Achilles?
ACL.
ACL, yeah.
Yeah, so he's just past the five-month mark on his ACL surgery, and essentially he's looking at another 4 months to make this a nine-month recovery. And I think he's a baby. I would have been walking already.
Not really?
No. 9 months is pretty good. I remember this used to be not like a death sentence, but it used to be like, torn ACL. That's gonna be
I'm gonna tell you like this. My dad tore his knee up in right out of high school. And it was the end. Like when you tore his knee, when you played, that was it.
What really are we watching here?
His transformation from being fat to not fat.
Guys, oh my God.
There's Stanley Cup finals. There's NBA finals.
Hold on.
Okay,
showed him a picture. They showed a picture. He looked 7 months pregnant.
Why was he? I felt like he was sticking out his belly.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Trying to exaggerate.
Yeah, like.
And then they showed a picture where.
That could have been taken yesterday, for all I know. And then they showed a picture where he had
Right.
They're showing it again.
Why is this even a story?
I'm really confused why they took time out of their day to cover this.
I really don't understand. Takes us through his transformation. We got a lot of dead
time. There's not. They're literally in San Antonio to talk about the finals.
I don't understand. And this is, so I'm looking at ESPN 1 and ESPN 2. It seems like ESPN 2 is like, let's just power ahead with coverage of the finals. And ESPN 1 that has
I'm surprised he's not talking about the
Ryan
Knicks.
Ryan Winhorst.
Yeah. Wendy,
doesn't he love the Knicks?
Perk. Yeah. And he's a big Knicks fan. I don't understand why. I mean, I'm sure he did take his time, but he's like, hold on. We need at least 30 minutes to discuss. Fuchsia? Yeah. I would say that's a magenta. Which don't even get me started on this, because why does the rainbow have two purples? What are we doing here, guys? Let's go through the colors. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. What are we doing here?
Indigo is not a purple. Guys, it's blue.
It's a blue? Okay, so there's two blues then. It's two one of these.
That's okay, kind of like you need purple. To change the story quick.
Okay, well, there's two blues. Why is the rainbow repeating here? And also, can we remove X? This is my petition. Well, while I'm venting, can we get X out of the alphabet? We don't need it. We don't really need it. What do we use X for? Right?
X-ray.
Okay, we can change we literally are making a word for this letter at this point.
Zebra. Oh, wait, that's X. Z.
Mine is
one to me.
Minus one.
Wait.
All right, okay.
I love the comments.
Xenophobia.
Yes.
Xenophobia.
Okay. All right.
No.
That's a word.
You don't get no make good.
I don't get a word for xenophobia.
No, you
don't even know what xenophobia means.
No, no, no. Can we mark zebra, please?
Yeah, I got you.
Is that possible? This has to be brought up.
Wait, she came out strong.
It's like the first zebra. That's an X.
I don't know. Yeah, well, because it makes the same sound as X sometimes. That zebra starts with a Z. I immediately caught myself. I gave myself a minus one.
Where's Tobin?
I'm not trying to.
Is Tobin in Central America? Because we need to call him. What time is this?
So it's the same time zone.
Xavier Edwards.
Xavier. Yeah. I understand. Like a xylophone, right?
A xylophone.
No. Then let's make it a Z, guys. All these X words, let's make it a Z. And then I know what you're thinking. What about like tax season or, you know, sex. Why don't we respect...
CKS.
So why the hell do we need an X, guys? Why are we trying so hard for X? What are we doing here? I feel like you're on board with this. Am I gonna lie? I feel like...
No, nobody's on board.
We can just remove X.
And
we
have 25 letters?
I mean, I don't even know how many letters there really are. It's like NFL teams. They change. You know, it's like... Wasn't it 30? Now it's 32. Is it 33? No one really knows.
Did you not sing the alphabet with Frog Boy?
I did. And that's why I'm like, this whole LMNOP, don't even get me started on that one. Why do we have to put those next to each other? They sound so like blah, 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 too much. But I'm not going to change the order of the alphabet. I'm just going to remove
it. Who designed the order of the alphabet?
This guy. Now we're asking the real questions, guys. Now we are asking the real questions. You want basketball coverage? You get out of here. Who the hell structured the order of the alphabet? That and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
I get going there.
Yeah, it's a nice little vibe Brittany's setting over
nice
here.
Nice little vibe. You know what else give you a good vibe?
What else, Leroy?
Getting your clothes right.
Yeah.
For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Ours, our boy. He going to hook you up. You can give him a call anytime, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. They've been around for 40 years. They're family owned and run, and they keep it in the family. If you need something done, you can get any sewing or your clothes fixed up. Mama Ara takes care of it. They can do same day sewing. Just give Ara a call. They service all of Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach County. You know, it's summertime.
Yes,
it is.
That
means it's weddings.
Yep.
You got to have your formal wear fitting right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that time where you go buy those clothes for your kids to go back to school.
Yep.
Got to get them hooked up. All right? They can pick up and drop off all your orders. He's got trucks all over South Florida. Vans all over South Florida picking up and dropping off orders. He's a fan of the show. And he has a special deal for all of our listeners. If you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order.
Wow.
That's right. 25%.
25.
Every little bit counts. Every little bit matters. Again, call Ira at 954-610-9383. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
All right. And Hawk and Crowder is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow. That'd be crazy, right?
Can I just tell you, if this thing falls on me one more time.
Yeah. Would you be able to put in a complaint? With all the,
No, I might cuss. Yes. Because it hurts.
It really does. Yeah, for sure. No, and especially if it falls on your shin. We were talking about shin injuries the other day as the Marlins lost one of their pitchers to that.
Dude, so let me explain to you. When I would get tackled, everybody would tackle me low.
Oh, yeah.
So my shins after games were bloody.
Yeah.
Ripped. The skin looked like it was just ripped off. So I went and got soccer shin pads.
Yeah.
And I wore them for most of my career.
Nice. No, for sure. Because I can imagine face masks going straight.
Everybody tackling low.
Absolutely.
It sucked.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's the worst for sure. Speaking of football, some updates out of Miami Dolphins camp. These come from Omar Kelly's Twitter. He has some notes here. I wanted your opinion on this. A lot of it is coach speak. A lot of it is...
No, I can tell you what part of it is important and one part of it is just speak.
All right. Well, he says, Jeff Hathley said he thinks it's important for players to jog on and off the field. Is that important?
Yes.
Okay.
It's setting a... Here.
Yeah.
You can't play football right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn a system and you can begin to learn a culture. This is how we are going to do things, right? This is when we're going to show up for things, right? So the don't be late, the be on time, the importance of being on time, the importance of running on and off the field, those are the things you do now. New coach, so yes, you set that tone now. So when you go out to watch a practice or when Omar or people go out to watch practice and they see them moving with this kind of sense of urgency from drill to drill on and off the field, it looks different. And so that's kind of, is it important? Yes, because when you go to a new team, when I went to Minnesota, right, or even when I went to Carolina, they go, hey, this is how we do things. When I went to Carolina, they didn't talk in the locker room. No BS, no nothing. It was real quiet. Right? That's just how they did things. When I went...
Does that come down from, like, coaches or leadership?
Wherever it comes from, that's... So when I got to Minnesota, first rule, don't be late.
All right.
Don't be late. Right? This is how we do things. This is what we do here. This is how we do it here.
Yeah.
Right? This situation right here.
I mean, they said the Dolphins, one of the biggest issues in regards to respect to McDaniel was showing up on time to the meetings.
But that has to do with him.
Yeah, of course.
Because if you don't demand it early, if you don't put a point of emphasis on it early, then people going to take advantage of that.
The point of emphasis, I forgot how long it was, but they were starting meetings at a different time just because they wanted to, hey, it's been 27 years since we've made the playoffs, so we're starting every meeting at 27.
If you start a meeting at 8 and people don't show up to 8:05, you think starting at 7:55 or 7:25 going to matter?
Yeah.
See? If Mike McDaniel starts and he says 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock, then you say, we're going to start at 8:25 because that's how many years since we've been, you're making a point. The point sticks because you got everybody there on time.
Yeah, I feel that.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
But if ain't nobody showing up on time anyway, you can make it at, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, that's what
you can make
do.
It at, you know, whatever you do to do it for 72.
Yeah, I do the same thing in regards to the improv. If I know doors open at 7, I'll be there at 6:55. If they open at 8 tomorrow, I'm not going to be there at 7:30. I'll be there at 7:55. Just because you move the time doesn't make me be on time unless I want to be on time.
And so there's certain points now that you're not playing football that you can make now where it's not as costly, right?
Yeah.
See, you make these – that's why I never get mad when quarterbacks throw picks during camp or doing OTAs, or doing 707, right? And here's why. If you don't know what your limits are and you don't push your limits, you going to wait till a game to do it? No, you push your limits now. You see what throws you can make now. You see what windows you can fit the ball in now because it's practice. Then you don't take those chances during the game because you know you can't do that. So when people say, oh, so-and-so threw three picks in practice.
Yeah.
This was just practice.
Yeah. No.
I have more of a problem with a quarterback that completes 10 of 10 passes in practice because he didn't push the envelope.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was a big thing
during Tua's tenure. It's like, oh, he threw four more picks today in practice.
Right.
Or, like, whatever would happen in practice was always under a microscope.
Or if you need to hone in a certain route, right?
Yeah.
And you want that wide receiver to cut that route off a little bit sooner or quicker, or you realize one guy does it a little bit different, you find that out in practice. So during the game, you don't have those mistakes. I don't understand. I have never met a guy that played that position that didn't take chances in practice and throw picks. That's what practice is for, to test your limits. So when you hear that and everybody gets all worked up about a quarterback throwing a pick in OTAs, I'm like, please, what are we doing? Right?
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of quarterback, a lot of praise has been coming out of this minicamp for Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers apparently doing his thing in the practice field. We actually got a chance to hear from old Quinny. As you know, the Miami Dolphins recently signed Malik Willis to the roster, and he's slated to be the starting quarterback, but technically there's still a quarterback competition.
No, there's not.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You could say that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal, and I'm a big fan of this. And people need to understand this. If Quinn Ewers was ready to play right away, he would have went in the first or second round. He did not.
Yeah.
So he required some development, some things he needed to hone in on, some things he needed to get better at. The fact that he was thrust into a playing role last year when maybe he hadn't done all those things is a tad bit unfair to everybody. You know, one of the reasons why you get drafted, listen, where you get drafted is basically teams telling you your level of improvement that's needed for you to get on the field. Right?
Yeah.
Now, for whatever reason, sometimes it clicks quicker. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Dak.
Surprising that clicked at all.
Some guys it never clicks at all.
Yeah.
But you know, based on where you draft them, that guy is going to require some development. So when these guys don't get an opportunity to develop, and I'm talking about Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, right? It happened a bit with Malik in Tennessee. You draft them that low, and then you say, oh, he's going to be our starter. That's an anomaly. It's an anomaly to draft a guy in the third or fourth or fifth round, and then he all of a sudden ends up being your starter and then goes on to have a great career. That doesn't happen. Usually those guys need development. They need an offseason. This is the first offseason that Quinn Ewers is going to have dedicated to that position. You're going to work on it every day on the OTAs. So am I shocked that he's better? No, not at all. Right? He's putting the work in. But we need to, like, stop with that.
Like, you know, I think this idea that you're mentioning in regards to quarterback development suffered over the last decade or so with the one and dones and the idea of I'm going to need to get my money in the NFL, so I need to go to the NFL.
Well, you have here.
Yeah.
This is two different conversations, and here's why. On the one hand, a lot of guys come out because if you look at all the quarterbacks before last year that was supposed to be first-round picks and then look at who ended up being first-round picks, nobody had that on their bingo card, right? Yeah. The Nussmeyers, Aller from Penn State, he might still be there, but all these guys that came out this year, half of them were supposed to be first-round projections before the season started, and they didn't play well. So they didn't go that high. So, like, we sitting here talking about all these quarterbacks that, you know, are supposed to light it up. They didn't.
No, they didn't. And I think this is a trade-off that we're going to have. I think you're going to have in
– But here,
yeah.
Real quick, but here's the other thing. If you know that you're going to get drafted relatively high, going back could probably only make that worse.
Yeah,
so you might as well just go ahead on and get the money and start your progress and get into a system. So
Yeah. There's
a lot of that. There's a lot of guys. Ty Simpson is not ready to be an NFL quarterback.
No.
But somebody got him in his mind he was going to be a first-round pick. It ain't going to get no better.
No, not somebody. The Rams owner got it into his mind that, hey, if you're there.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you know, it was specific. But, you know, they're taking the route that I'm saying I think obviously more teams should in regards to developing him, the same way that the Packers developed Jordan Love and so on and so forth. But I think with the development of NIL and the transfer portal, it kind of gives these teams, you're going to see a lot more polished, develop quarterbacks again that don't go as high. Because previously you would see an Anthony Richardson and it would be like, hey, he's going to the draft, we have to strike, and you know, we'll figure it out. Maybe he's hot, maybe he's not.
The same thing with Jamarcus Russell.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Had a cannon for an arm,
for sure.
Won a national championship, played well on the highest stage for that one game. Everybody had to have him.
Yeah. But there was no, I'm thinking Jamarcus Russell though. It didn't really have it in regards to, like, developing himself. But I just mean in the long term, a lot of these people are capitalizing off that small window that you see because it was typically small windows. But if you look at a Mendoza, you look at a Carson Beck, a Cam Ward, now they have the opportunity to, hey, as of right now, I am not a coveted first-round draft pick, so I'm going to transfer to another school.
Get paid.
Get paid.
Some money.
Increase my value.
That's a different, again, that's
but
a
also develop as a quarterback, too.
That's a different
situation. Because now you're a six-year senior.
Those are different situations, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
yes,
at the time, they were not even considered to be top picks at their position.
Cam Ward was a no-star,
right?
Whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But then now there's also other people with how NIL is. This running back out of Notre Dame, forgot his name for a
second. Jeremiah Love?
Yeah, he just mentioned that he's not even touching his salary because of how much money he made in NIL.
Right.
So I think that gives quarterbacks who were previously chasing that NFL check and as a result sacrificing their development,
right,
it gives them a chance to make some money, develop, and come in. Maybe you won't be that first pick prospect that they thought you were as a freshman. Maybe you're now a second or third round, but your longevity in the NFL and right, your ability to find it, now you're not going from the Titans to the Packers to the Dolphins or the Jets to the Vikings to the Seahawks. You're going through that development process, and yeah, you're joining the NFL as a 24-year-old quarterback as opposed to like a...
And there are people complaining about that.
Yeah, for sure.
About him being old.
Yeah, Carson Beck is doing some things in Arizona now where he's turning heads and people are like, oh, wow, this is a polished product. And yeah, he's good. He'll get you to the first round, but we know what he does at the end. I don't know who the hell he was throwing it to.
That can't change?
Yes, he can.
Here's the problem.
See, hurt my heart, Leroy.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You do realize he was hurt.
Yes.
And some of his bad throws looked like he wanted to throw it a certain way and his arm would not allow him, so it just came out of his
head. So then why make the throw?
That's because
the championship on the line. Wait, really the when you have
because here's
time.
Why.
It's really the problem.
Here's why. The problem is
good field
is that
position.
Because
too.
He's made the throw.
Should have ran the ball.
You don't know when your body's going to not respond.
Yeah. It was, look.
You
was,
had time. It was a desperate throw. There was no need for it.
Okay.
It's true. It was a bad decision making, but obviously you're going to make more, have opportunities to make, again, bad decisions.
It was there. The play was there.
His arm
was not.
Right.
His arm was not.
That's what I'm saying. You think he knew that when he went to throw it?
Well, it wasn't the first time that it happened.
But he believes in himself, Brittany. She is just snippy today. She's like, just angry.
Wow.
You can't bring this up to me. You know you can't.
Let's go get a zebra.
You're done.
We are going to take a break, and when we come back, final segment of the second hour right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. From the window. To the wall, to the sweat profusely drips from my pores, and to places in my nether regions that would entice the other species. Species? Gender. Whatever. God bless you.
Never another species. That's considered bestiality.
Heard.
And illegal.
Alien? What about aliens?
I'm not sure about
you
that.
You guys
one.
Been seeing... Listen, we are not talking about aliens enough, guys. America... figured out the secret, right? They are like, let's get the country in such a state of shock and fear that when we start releasing groundbreaking evidence about the existence of aliens, everyone's going to be like, I don't care because gas is $6. And they've done it. They have released all the files and no one cares because they're like, I want the other files or I want lower gas. And I'm like, all right, guys, but aliens, though.
Really?
You
know why I have a hard time believing this?
Why is that?
Does Bigfoot exist?
They haven't released information on Bigfoot yet. But
let me explain something to you. We've been watching the same Bigfoot photo.
Yeah.
The same Loch Ness Monster photo.
Long
the
time.
Same UFO photo.
No.
From Wait. 50 years.
No. Leroy, I really need to know right now. You don't believe in aliens?
I believe that, like, there's probably other... things living somewhere else.
All right. But now, with all, have you seen any of the footage that has come out? Because Leroy, we will spend every commercial break reviewing. Have you seen any of the footage that has come out? It's unexplainable.
I don't trust people.
For sure.
Right?
For
and
sure.
And so, from that standpoint.
Yeah, I was going to say the government, but you can't trust government either. But this, to me, okay, so like, for example, this is what I do with conspiracy theories. Whenever someone presents a conspiracy theory to me, I don't immediately dismiss it, but I think, all right, how does X benefit financially or power-wise? And that, to me, will determine the credibility of said conspiracy. If someone is like, this was an inside job and they did it because they secretly wanted to obtain power or money, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But if someone's like, they're lizard people and whatever, and I'm like, okay, well... what facts do you have about this, and how does anyone gain or benefit from this?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
The biggest problem that I have with all of this. Why are we determining what aliens look like?
We don't know what they look like.
Right. They look like they look.
Yeah.
right?
Okay. Like, but these machines, like, though.
Because, no, I'm saying, things that I'm saying, like, we all have explain. Aliens as little green men or...
Well, that's not, I don't think, what aliens actually are.
It's four different species. They just came out with it. It's four different species.
What's wrong with y'all?
No. Okay. No. This is facts, Brandon, that are coming out, Brandon, Leroy.
Understand this.
I'm with him.
You see why this becomes hard to explain?
You're not
going to... When he's...
Okay, maybe it's a right message, wrong messenger. But
correct.
If you were to go to whitehouse.gov and see the footage and video that they release, the reason why...
You know what I want to see on the white... What did you say? The White House?
Whitehouse.com.
Yeah.
Epstein Files.
Fair. Understandable.
So now instead of Epstein Files, we got aliens.
And that's a part of the process, though.
So. You see? You understand for sure why I have questions of the validity of this when... I can go to whitehouse.com and see aliens, but I can't see the thing that everybody in the world, in the country, want to see.
But, okay, let's say little tadpole wants a lollipop, right? Mm-hmm. And he desperately wants this lollipop. And I'm like, I don't want to give him a lollipop because that's going to get him a sugar rush, and that is going to, he's going to be up all night. But instead, I will distract you with a couple Skittles, right? You're not getting the lollipop, but that doesn't diminish the fact that these are real Skittles that I gave you.
No, that's not a good analogy.
That was good.
You know why they haven't released the files. Like,
we know who's at the center of them.
Exactly.
You guys sound crazy.
We
right
do
now.
Not sound crazy.
You sound crazy.
Have you ever watched Scandal? You should watch Scandal. It will make you think things compare. About the government that you...
Okay, I got
it
another comparison.
It will confirm all your fears.
Leroy, you are a father of two,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you're responsible for. Huh? And how many times do you think you've lied to your children?
Not called lying.
Okay. I'm sure the government says the same thing because they're responsible for all of us. And I'm supposed to believe they're just batting 1,000. They're just like, no one's lying to me. So obviously there's some things that they can't tell us. The same way I can't tell my kid.
Can I tell you if there is something that may seem...
I like it.
You know.
Yeah.
You are the last person that should have that information.
I am the last person to have that information, though, because they're showing us stuff from the 70s that they're like, we would have figured it out
so
by
let
now.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah. From the 70s to 2024.
So we can find aliens...
Yeah, found them.
But this is the
actually
first
they
time,
found us.
This is the first time we've gone around the moon.
I don't know what we've really done. I really don't know what we've really
done.
I don't know what we've really done.
You're answering my. You're making my point.
Yeah. No, and it is a weird thing.
I do believe as far as organisms and things of that nature.
No, they're
that
flying things, Leroy.
I'm more than sure
they're teleporting.
I'm more than sure that something...
They're playing in the NBA Finals.
Something could be living on another planet. I'm not even questioning that.
Another galaxy.
Yes.
I got to show you the videos.
However...
Yeah.
With the technology that we've had so far, and we talk about how far we've moved with advancements and things like that, okay. We've only been to the moon once.
Yeah. It's hard. A lot of fuel.
Oh, but you're telling me there's something that lives elsewhere? If you believe that, can we get a little shippy ship to go out there and take pictures?
No. I think it just only further proves your point.
What do you mean?
Like, it's so hard to get to the moon. It's so hard to send out space to do space missions. So there's so much of space that has yet to be discovered,
Didn't we have a drone go to Mars?
Okay.
Yeah. We have drone. We have unmanned things flying around.
Yeah.
So they hide when the ship comes? It's not even about that.
They see them. But the problem is they don't report them back. Like, we're getting, like, these Apollo missions that we did and stuff like that. There's audio being released of an astronaut describing, hey, I am seeing something out here, and we're the only things that should be out here. And, you know, they're describing to the NASA people, and then everyone's like, all right, guys, let's shut up about this for about 50 years. Because how, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a lot of information going on. If we were to release that information to the public, not only would everybody go crazy and be scary, maybe they got something.
I never wanted to chop you in the throat more.
This is evidence. Look, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to show you some crazy videos. And I want your, you also haven't seen Any Given Sunday. I can't take your word. This guy hasn't seen.
Oh my gosh. Actually, wait, I have something to say about Any Given Sunday. Yeah. My father would be remiss with me if I didn't tell you this.
Yes.
So he listened to the show the other day. And he loved was it. Telling me
right.
that he was telling me that to tell you this, one of my uncles worked on the production team that when Any Given Sunday was being filmed down here in Miami, and he stole a bunch of cleats from on set, and my father had cleats for years. From the set of Any Given Sunday.
And he would just wear them?
He would wear them because he did flag football. He played flag football. He did.
So we have movie cleats that he's just recreationally just like.
Yeah.
All right. So he has no more of these cleats, I'm assuming.
I don't think he has the cleats anymore, but he was telling me that for years and years he had the cleats from on set of Any Given Sunday, and to let you know that.
Okay. Can you
I have cleats from real Sundays.
You tell him.
Okay.
It's true.
Mike.
It's true.
Any given Sunday, I got cleats from.
Any given Sunday.
I want you
real.
To tell him I got cleats from every
Sunday. Well, it was about the movie. Leroy, stop acting like it wasn't. It doesn't correlate to what
that's
we were
cool.
speaking on.
I'm just. No,
that's cool. It's cool. Pretty cool.
Light up.
It's a flex.
She's
angry today. Yes.
Not angry.
I think it's because. I think it's because she thinks zebra starts with an X.
It's true.
No, I was angry before that, according to you guys.
Oh, that's right. She was really snippy.
So, wait. We're going to go to break.
Yes.
We have to. Yes.
And I'm telling you what.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't show me no BS.
Oh, okay. I'm coming strong, baby. All right. More Tobin and Leroy when we come back.